Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI. AM 640. On a Wednesday morning, October 13th. Bill Handel here and the morning crew. Blue Origin spacecraft just landed with the astronauts, including William Shatner, aboard. And now you have a ground crew that is dancing around. I'm assuming the doors are going to open up.
Yeah, and they've been given thumbs up. Everyone's thumbs up.
Yeah, they have these huge picture windows, which is kind of neat.
There was a big burst of dust when they came down. I'm sure they hit kind of hard.
You know, the original Mercury capsule had no windows in it at all.
Ugh.
And there was going to be a periscope.
Periscope? I thought that's for submarines.
Yeah, I know. It was, and then the astronauts later on, window. And it turned out the astronauts had a lot of say because they basically would say, hey, we're not flying unless you do X, Y, and Z. But that's a sidebar story. So now the astronauts are coming out and everybody is happy and 12 minutes is over and people paid. I have no idea the ones that paid. Go figure. I'm assuming Shatner got it for free. It was an invite. Also, the Dodgers beat the Giants last night, 7-2. So now the series is tied, forcing a fifth game tomorrow, and we'll see who wins the division and goes on. I want to revisit the workforce issue during the pandemic and subsequent to the pandemic, which theoretically we're now in. And the Department of Labor just released new data, and it does this every month, as you know. And we are being told by the feds that 4.3 million people quit their jobs in August. That's basically 3% of the workforce. And those numbers are up. Previous record was set in April, and we set another record. And so what's happening? Well, it boils down to this. Right now, workers are simply less willing to endure the inconvenient hours and poor compensation. And they're just quitting. They're just quitting their jobs. The pandemic forced them to quit their jobs, which means now they're out of work. They're getting plenty of money between unemployment and the feds. Imagine, let's say you're on $400 unemployment a week or $300. Let's call $400 unemployment a week. And then during the pandemic, under the rescue plan, there was another $600 a week. So there you are at $1,000 a week, and you're not working. Plenty of time to reconsider your life, because if you're working full time or more than full time and you're scrambling, you don't have time to ponder where your future is going to be. You're working to support yourself, your family. And it's a scramble. And in many cases, it's literally paycheck to paycheck. Well, during the pandemic, okay, now let's look at life and figure out if this is where I want to go. And a lot of people are going, wait a minute. Horrible pay, especially in the hospitality industry, and horrible hours and commutes. And they're saying, no, no. And the workers are forcing the issue. It's not, and I don't believe this. Now, this, I don't have any stats on this, so this is me speculating. It's not employers really forcing the issue by, for example, allowing people to work at home, although it's better for the employers. Matter of fact, companies all over the country are reducing their footprint. They're doing that here, where you simply need less space because there are fewer workers, because they're working at home. So it's a win-win there. Meetings are easier on Zoom, for example. But it's being driven more by workers saying, hey, well, I'm not going to do it anymore. And I have alternatives. And all that wraps up saying, well, these businesses are scrambling, particularly hospitality. So $15 an hour. Remember the huge, oh my God, the conservatives saying we can't pay $15 an hour. It'll destroy businesses. The economy will be shattered. Well, guess what? There's no place that doesn't pay $15 an hour anymore. I mean, that's just simply part of life. And we're talking about the lowest paid jobs are at $15 an hour. But here is a caveat where workers saying, I don't want to do these hours. I want to work from home if I can. And look at all the jobs that are out there. Well, the good jobs are the same as they've always been. You need a skill set. You need to develop the skill that someone, that a company needs. So there you are. You've quit your fast food job, right? Or a retail job. You're now getting $15 an hour, $16 an hour. And you don't want to go there and suffer with traffic, which is just as bad as it's always been, which I don't get. If you have everybody working at home, why are the freeways just as jammed as they've always been? Where's the math there? And so where are these people going to go? All they can do is do the same thing. Now, can they go to school and get another skill set? Yes. But what's demanded today in the workplace is a lot more than spending a month or two learning. I mean, when you talk about the jobs when you can work at home, employers demand a real marketable skill that you have. So it's not all that easy. So really what's happening when you're talking about the lower paid workers, and this is minorities, always the minorities at the bottom of the heap, you know, welcome to the world. All the folks can do, these folks, is just get a job closer to home and start negotiating hours. And as a matter of fact, there is a story I'm going to do at 9:20, which is sort of a new industry, part of the gig economy, where the worker can literally determine what hours. And it's kind of interesting. Personal shoppers. That was always, you did that for rich people. Oh, I've got a personal shopper. You know, I have an assistant. Now it's everybody. And I'll explain that at 9:20. But when we come back, Facebook under the gun by that whistleblower and regulating Facebook, there's another avenue that makes more sense in terms of regulating what we're seeing on the internet, particularly Facebook. And I'll be back with that. This is KFI AM 640. Let's check in with Chris. KFI AM 640. Bill Handel here. It is a Wednesday morning, October 13th. Blue Origin down on the ground. 12-minute flight in space. William Shatner makes history as the oldest person in space. Kind of neat. And then the Dodgers, I guess even bigger news, the Dodgers win last night, beat the Giants 7-2. Now it's going to be a fifth game of the series. And that'll determine who goes on, and that is tomorrow night. And on the fire front, the 101 freeway still closed just north of Santa Barbara. The Alisal fire, the Alisal fire, is now almost 14,000 acres. Ooh, not good. One of the big issues that have come up recently was this lady who was and is a whistleblower, worked at Facebook, Frances Hoggins, worked at Facebook, and she was an analyst, and then left and was and became a whistleblower, saying that Facebook is causing great harm to individuals, particularly young people who use it. And we're talking, what, 3 billion users. And the call to regulate Facebook and make it less dangerous and maybe less influential has been out there for a while. And we had the hearings, and it's... You know, a lot of people have a lot of problem with Facebook. And so let me tell you the formula, what Facebook is about, what media is about, what people here on this show that you hear talking to you are about. It's exactly the same formula. There is one end goal. Now, here I am, a talk show host, and my job is to entertain you. My job is to give you information. But let me tell you what my job really is, if I had to define it. Is getting as many people listening for the longest period of time. That's it. I've just described the mission statement of this station and others. Same thing with Facebook. How do they make their money? They get as many people on Facebook for the longest period of time. And they're very good at it, far better than anybody here. On Facebook, you decide who to befriend. You decide which pages to follow. You decide which groups to join. But you want to know something? Facebook decides which of the posts you see each time you open your feed, which ones you don't. And they do this with an algorithm. And it's this is a wild story. The algorithm that was formulated by Facebook to get as many people to post and to watch and to log on as for the longest period of time was devised by Facebook. There's a secret ranking formula and includes more than 10,000 factors. It's known as, quote, the algorithm. And that actually has more influence over what people read and watch and share online than any government can do, any media mogul can do. And here is the problem with Facebook, as it's being accused of putting up stuff that we shouldn't be looking at, that should not be shared. And what is it? Well, it's conspiracy theorists, it's body shaming, it's, I mean, everything that is negative. And here's why. Negative, it's if it bleeds, it leads. People will spend more time and get more excited about negativity than they will about anything else. So here you go. A high school classmate's post of a meme that demonizes people you disagree with instead of a balanced news story. A conspiracy theory and a real juicy one instead of a debunking, which, quote, science, which is dry. The debunking is dry relative to what's happening with the conspiracy theorists with QAnon. That's why the growth is so big. So what the experts, well, people that are not particularly in favor of Facebook, is not to try to control on a macro level what Facebook puts up. Oh, that's horrible. You have to have people watching what's negative, and they do. They have tons of people that look at these stories, look at these posts. It's a tough job, by the way. Because you're looking, and then delete those, because you're looking at pretty horrific stuff, and the burnout rate is pretty high. So the call now is change the algorithm. That's it. Go right into it. Dive deep into the algorithm and change it. Well, that becomes a little problematic, because how do you do this without people still liking social media? Because that's what social media is about. Or how about the First Amendment? And you can bet Facebook, and it's not just Facebook. I mean, it's Instagram, it's Twitter. I mean, it's all of them. The only reason Facebook is the poster child of this is it's 3 billion users, and there's nothing like it on the face of the planet. And here is what Hagen said, and here's the problem. When Facebook, researchers at Facebook began to uncover these side effects where people are hurt and conspiracy theories abound and people don't become vaccinated because of the conspiracy theorists, those findings, that research was downplayed and ignored by the executives at Facebook. And this is why one of the senators said, this is like big tobacco. And you're going, how is that? Well, what big tobacco did is research in the 60s found out that smoking causes cancer. And they covered it up and they lied. And Hagen is saying the same thing, that the negative influence that Facebook has in terms of politics, in terms of personal attacks and the memes, etc., they know how dangerous it is. They're covering it up. And that's what these hearings are about. That's the danger. Not a specific post about a specific group. Or look what happened on January 6th, where, 10,000, 15,000, 30,000 people showed up and the word went out on social media. That's just the tiniest example. Let's go to the algorithm that makes all of this happen. And somehow, and you're not going to change human nature, because what excites you? What are you going to see? Some negative story, some crazy story, as opposed to some dry, as I said, some dry debunking that quotes science. No, it's the negative stuff. So when you go on Facebook, it's Big Brother. Facebook determines what you see, what you do. Boy, there's a conspiracy theory. Let's go to the other side. Facebook is the boogeyman here. Well, not really, but there's some real issues. Coming up, Handle on the News, late edition, right here, KFI AM 640. And we check in with Chris Little.
Handle on the News, late edition.
Handle on the News.
And now, here's Bill Handle.
And good morning, Bill Handle here and the morning crew. Busy morning. Blue Origin spacecraft, William Shatner and Jeff Bezos has just landed a few minutes ago, and they just took off a few minutes ago. You know, it's 12 minutes. And if you're paying $250,000 or $500,000, figure that out per hour.
Shatner got comped.
Shatner got comped. Yeah, because why not? You talk about a lot of free publicity for the space flight. Can't do better than that. No, you could. You could put the Pope up, and that would probably help.
I don't know if it'd be better.
I don't know.
It might be equal.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I don't know. Shatner seems like a bigger draw than the Pope.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, guys, let's do it. It's time for Handle on the News, late edition. Chris Little in for Jennifer this week. Wayne Resnick and me. Lead story. Yep, big fire. The 101 freeway is closed just north of Santa Barbara. And this is the Aliso fire, already at 21 square miles, 35,000 acres, 5% contained. And the big news in terms of the structures that are in danger, Rancho Del Cielo. Does that sound familiar? That was the Western White House. That was the ranch that Ronald Nancy Reagan owned.
I just would like to let you know that it's 14,500 acres.
Oh, okay. Thank you for correcting me.
You're welcome. Please don't hurt me in the hallway.
Yeah, and don't do that again.
No, okay? I won't.
That's your one shot today.
No,
you're done.
Thanks.
Matter of fact, that may be your one shot this week.
Good. I can stay home tomorrow. I'll sleep in. The White House says it has helped broker an agreement for the Port of L.A. to stay open 24/7, you know, to help get the backlog unbacked up.
You pointed out that Long Beach is already there.
Yes.
And I think the news item is they finally have agreed to go 24/7. And it's surprising that it's been this long, particularly with the backlog. What are there, 80 ships? I was looking at the figure
that are sitting
out there in the harbor.
Yeah, and you know what? There seems to be a lot of finger-pointing going on with unions blaming terminal operators and terminal operators blaming trucking companies and trucking companies blaming the ports for the lack of chassis. I didn't even know that till today. You know, so they could put the things on the chassis and move them out of there. And then everybody blames COVID-19 for the influx of online orders. So there you go. So what are they going to do?
It's a perfect storm. I understand, but we have to get out of it as quickly as possible. And one of the ways out is exactly as you reported, 24/7 on the ports, at least getting things moving.
40% of everything in the United States that's shipped comes through the ports of L.A. and Long Beach.
Yeah, big, well, China.
Well.
And that's it. There's your answer. China.
Well, yeah.
Or China, as Donald Trump would say.
Sure.
Social Security cost of living will be the largest in decades. 5.9% boost for next year.
Yeah, inflation's here. There it is. And anybody who has a COLA contract in there, let's say a union contract gives a pension and you get COLA, cost of living adjustment, and Social Security does have that. What we're looking at, 5.9%, that's huge.
Will you even feel it? You know what I mean? I mean, will it seem like it makes a difference?
Well, actually, when you think of inflation, and this is, I think, the way it's reported, it's 6% or 8%, so it's that much. Oh, look, it costs you 8% more to live. No, it doesn't, because all of a sudden you switch to chicken instead of steak. All of a sudden you're not driving as much because gas is so expensive. And you change your lifestyle to some extent. And so it's not going to cost you 8% more. It's going to cost you, let's say, 3% more, 4% more, because those figures don't include people changing how they live.
That's interesting.
No, it's true. I mean, every time I go to the gas station, my car gets like 4 miles to the gallon. It's ridiculous. And, well, a little bit more than that. And when I look at the cost of gas, It's $80-$90 to fill it up, which is very different than the $40 that it was a couple of years ago.
Have you called the police about the whoever it is that puts a gun to your head and makes you drive that car? Because I'd call the cops if that were happening to me.
Yeah.
I would, too. I think that car makes a big carbon footprint.
Oh, yeah. That's why I bought it.
Well, Bill makes a big carbon footprint, too.
I know.
Well said.
Yes. Hey, the LA School Board has voted to ratify an agreement with the teachers union related to quarantine instruction, you know, COVID-19 and health and safety measures and employee compensation. Anyway, it's a pandemic era pact with teachers, so to speak.
Yeah, but it's good. I mean, they finally came to an agreement. So the unions and the school board have a history of really being on opposite sides. This is not a particularly wonderful cooperative relationship, LAUSD and the union, the teachers union. They hate each other, and there's a good reason to hate each other, both sides. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll continue on. We'll finish Handle on the News late edition. Chris Little, what's going on? We're back. And this is KFI AM 640 Handle here. And more Handle on the News, late edition with Chris and Wayne and me.
But first, Halloween is back at the Disneyland Resort. And now KFI AM 640 wants to give you a chance to get in on the magic. Happy Hauntings are returning to both Disney California Adventure Park and Disneyland Park with so much fiendish fun. It's a real scream now through October 31st.
Okay.
Zip it, Bill.
Yeah, I know. You know what? They made damn sure that copy was not given to me.
Don't
they
miss.
They knew what was going to happen.
And it happened anyway.
Good job, Wayne.
Don't miss the Spellibration. Offering subject to capacity restrictions and change without notice. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets on KFI AM 640. But right now, such an opportunity exists. Caller number 8 will win. Call 800-520-1KFI.
This is humiliating. But
wait, you're humiliated?
Completely.
However, I find it stimulating.
The contest is great because look what 4 tickets to Disney, the Disney parks, are going to cost. So this is a seriously good contest. But delivery, the copy.
Trying to get in the Halloween spirit.
Yeah, that's me. Halloween spirit. Okay, let's move on with more news.
Boeing is mandating COVID vaccines for employees under threat of potential firing.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the snowball is now halfway down the mountain.
I mean, I think with businesses, I got to believe they're looking very carefully at what is the best business decision for us. And I think a lot of them are deciding it's actually in our interest business-wise to have a vaccine.
100%, because we were talking yesterday that the vast majority, and I'm talking about vast, I don't have the figures in front of me, but the overwhelming majority of people want everybody to be vaccinated. The vocal minority say no vaccination mandates, no mandates, no one's going to tell me what to do. I'm telling them, make sure that when your kid goes to school, take back the polio vaccine. Figure out a way to extract it from their bodies.
So let's take the gloves off politically here. If the businesses themselves are deciding it's good business to have vaccine mandates, then what the hell are governors in Texas and Florida thinking when they claim to be acting in the interest of business? We're so business friendly. We oppose vaccine mandates.
No, it's not. I think you're going in the wrong direction. It's not them agreeing or disagreeing with the business decision. It's freedom from government. Government mandates and government recommendations. By the way, there's a government mandate, federal government mandate for vaccinations. Anybody that does business with the federal government, and all the airlines have contracts with the feds. They're saying that's the problem. Government getting involved.
But wouldn't freedom
forcing
from...
you to do something that you shouldn't do.
But wouldn't freedom from government also include one government not telling another government what they can or cannot do?
It's a question of individual choice.
They're protecting people from other governments.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But
it makes no sense.
Not from their government.
Wait till you see Abbott sign a state directive that you don't have to wear clothes anymore. No one's going to tell me that I have to wear clothes on the street. If I want to be a nudist, that's my decision.
Everybody will be telling you you need to wear clothes.
100%. Well, this is related to the discussion you just had. Republican Governor Greg Abbott in Texas, he barred vaccine mandates by any entity, including private employers. But American Airlines and Southwest say, no thanks. We're going to follow the federal government's guidelines and get everybody vaccinated by December 8th.
This is getting interesting. At some point, do these businesses just up and move their headquarters? Like many of coming out of California, just saying, I just can't take it anymore.
Well, where are they going to go?
Any place, any state that's fine with, obviously not California. Texas is a state. But I mean, is that the last... is that the last resort where they go, we're done, or say, or threaten, we're out of here?
Well, all they have to do is do what they're saying. It's like, nah, we're not going to do it.
Well, then the lawsuit's filed, and then what will happen, the state of Texas goes ahead and fines the county, or fine. In this case, one of the counties are saying no in Texas, go screw yourself. But it's fining American Airlines or actually even charging American Airlines with a criminal violation. And it goes to court.
Yeah,
it goes
to court. Because the airlines there are saying, hey, the federal mandate supersedes you.
That's
so
it.
Doing the correct thing legally.
Right. What's the court going to say?
Probably. I mean, unless the supremacy clause wouldn't apply
right.
to something like this
yeah.
for some reason. Oh, the FDA really wants your food to not taste like anything anymore. They have new guidelines. They're not mandatory, but they are guidelines to slowly, over the next few years, lower the amount of sodium in all the food because we're eating too much sodium.
Right.
Oh, like
but,
we won't.
Go ahead.
Well, like we're not going to notice it.
That is the whole point.
Right.
Is it's going to be just casually. It's like the frog in the cauldron of water, right?
Yeah.
And just all you do is start it, and it gets warmer and warmer. And by the time you've been parboiled, you don't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the concept here. If it goes slowly, it's the death of a thousand cuts.
Of course, the frog actually gets out of the pot when it gets to a certain temperature, and people will start to notice that their hot sauce, their ketchup, their mustard, their frozen dinners start to taste blander.
Soy sauce?
Oh, well, so I don't know what you do about soy sauce because even low-sodium soy sauce is chock full of sodium.
Right, tons yeah. of sodium.
Well, I'll just switch to that, low-sodium soy sauce. Okay, you remember the woman who was shot to death by a school safety officer. When she died, her kidney was donated to a woman who needed that. And now... that family, the family of the woman who got the kidney, has met the family of
That's
the
sweet.
Woman who donated the kidney.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sweet thing.
Yeah, they're very special people. You know, Neil Saavedra got a kidney from a listener who just happened to really like him, and that was pretty special.
No, but she's not a listener anymore.
Well, yeah.
She went to that other station.
Yeah. And Neil, I mean...
I'm just kidding.
I thought he didn't do it right because he had a contest and he gave away 4 tickets to Disneyland if you donate a kidney. And she did. Okay, let's just move on. Let's just get out of here. That one, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But people who do donate, that's one of my pet projects is organ donation. And I've been an organ donor for... as long as I've been an adult, you know, on my driver's license.
Talk me into it. I'm kind of creeped out by it. I don't have that little
why?
Dot on.
I mean, Chris, think about this for a moment. At that point, you're dead anyway.
Yeah.
And you're talking about saving people's lives. Why would you not? I mean, all things being equal, why would you not? Unless you have, there is a religious concept, for example, you know, fundamental Judaism, Orthodox Judaism.
Yeah.
You can't. You're not allowed to for religious reasons.
Maybe I'm just lazy.
Or maybe you're just a heartless ass.
Lazy? You don't have to take the stuff out of your body after you're dead. You don't have to do anything.
Oh, I thought you did.
You don't have to do it personally.
That's such an interesting reason not to do it. I guess I'm just lazy.
No, I mean, too lazy to get the dot put on my driver's license.
Coming up, you no longer put it on. It's now put on by the DMV. It's part of the license.
Maybe I'll do it.
Just
then.
To let you know. All right, we're going to do a story about hot. How hot is it? Where you work, is it a schwitz? Oy, it's a schwitz. And I'll explain. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.